content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Everybody, and welcome to the Q Corner. We're so excited to be here today, and there's so much stuff going on in the world today. And Sean Morgan is going to tell us all about it, help us try to make sense of all this insaneness that's going on. And I just want to take a quick moment and thank everybody for tuning in and let everyone know how grateful we are. There are tons of choices out there in the YouTube world. And the fact that you're taking the time to watch our show, share our show, like our show, we're so very grateful. And a lot of you are also connecting with us on our Facebook group page and also on Patreon. And everybody's just really having a great time connecting, meeting like-minded, spiritually like-minded people, truth-seeking like-minded people. And it's just a really great community. We're so grateful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is good times. And, you know, the gentleman that you're looking at right now with the cool T-shirt on, we're going to be talking to him in just a second. Let me give you a little bio about him. Let's go right into this for you. His name is Sean Morgan. He's an expert on all things QAnon, as his representation in this T-shirt there, as you can see. He's an independent journalist and author of QAnon for Beginners and co-author of Patreon Riches. And you can find Sean at QAnon, FAQ.com, and also his YouTube channel for those of you who'd like to subscribe to him and check out what he's got, because he's got some really super cool stuff going on there. YouTube.com/ Sean Morgan. And Sean, I'll let you replug that.
I think there's a C.
There's a C there. So, yeah. So a C / Sean Morgan. YouTube.com/C/ Sean Morgan. And Sean will help us correct that. And we'll also have a link on here. So don't worry about any of that. And let's dive right in, everybody. So Sean, welcome, brother. How are you?
Thank you. It's good to see you guys.
It's good to see you too. So let's get right into this. I mean, real-time stuff going on, the real story behind the riots, you know, we want to talk about. You know, first we had COVID-19, and, you know, there was this whole thing with, okay, well, we got to socially distance. And then, you know, all of a sudden, I think it's, I don't know how long it's been, it seems like an eternity now, but like a week later or whatever, now we got another thing going on, the riots, and it seems like social distancing rules no longer apply. Can you help us understand what's going on from how you're seeing it?
Right. I mean, I know that today's topic isn't COVID-19, but isn't it interesting that the timing for COVID-19 was so perfect that this was released right before Chinese New Year, which is the largest human migration on the planet. So it's for maximum spread. Mm-hmm. And it was the origin of COVID-19 was near the only level 4 biolab in China. And the articles of impeachment were actually held until there was the first COVID-19 case in the United States. And there's been coordinated effort from all mainstream media to drum up fear and panic. And so, yeah, we don't even call it a pandemic anymore in our truther community. We call it a plandemic because it seems so perfectly planned. And then when that type of coordinated fear-mongering started to lose steam, then all of a sudden we have a very planned and coordinated riots in the United States and protests abroad as well from a very specific event with a Black American named George Floyd, who from the video that's out there, this police officer seems to be putting his knee on his neck, which is not an approved, this is not an approved way of restraining a person that you're accosting, or I was a social worker, so I had training every single year on how to do restraints, because I worked with adjudicated youth, juvenile delinquents would be another way to put it, people who were in my care, in the care of the state. And so I had to know, because some of them were violent, I had to know how to restrain them. So of course, in all of my training, we learn how to not endanger the health mm-hmm. of the person we're restraining. So putting a knee on the neck was absolutely police brutality. This is a vicious, horrible thing that should have never, ever happened. And it's only part of the story is being told. George Floyd and the officer, Derek Chauvin, they worked together for a year they were coworkers at a bar.
At a security firm, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't hear about that. That wasn't out there. You know, you also didn't hear that George Floyd was a porn star. You didn't hear that he did armed robbery in the past. You know, you don't hear a lot of the things. Someone told me that he has a twin brother.
Wow.
So
I just heard his family got $5 million too.
What?
Yeah, the family, they've already raised $5 million.
Oh, I thought it was 30 million. So yeah, you know, we always have to go.
Well, you got
to
always verify
all these things. Yeah, yeah, all these claims that we're making, like go do your due diligence, get the exact figures. But yeah, GoFundMe, they've been able to raise millions. In fact, GoFundMe, the company GoFundMe has donated $500,000 to bail out the rioters. Mm-mm. So what happened when this video went viral? There was like a coordinated media effort to get people all in a stink about this, to make it a racism narrative. And then people were protesting, and some of them were, you know, that's what we have the right to do in America. We have the right to go into the streets and to peaceably assemble. That's the constitutional right. However, there are some people, and I will say they're usually actually white people, but you know, the white and black people, who were doing violent rioting, looting stores, in some cases shooting people with guns, lighting cop cars on fire. And this has spread from, and there was a stand down order. So the governor of Minnesota, the attorney general of the state of Minnesota, the, you know, mayor of Minneapolis, all of these authorities who are Democrats did a stand down order so that the rioters and looters could just do whatever they wanted to do.
Can I ask you right there, because that's like already making your blood boil when you hear that. Yes. How is that allowed? How is that possible?
Yeah, how is that allowed? That's a good question. So the people who are in charge of our country, the people who are in charge of the laws, are the ones breaking the laws. So it's confusing, right? So the people who should be the ones setting the rules and enforcing the rules are the ones that are turning everything upside down. Now, luckily, not everyone in government is bad. So you have people who are above the governor, like President Trump, who are saying, hey, if you're not capable of handling this situation of rioting, then I will forcibly have the military involved, like the National Guard.
Like you got to control your own house. Yeah.
Right. So there's the Insurrection Act. I think it's 1807 Insurrection Act. I'm not sure. But this is something that Q has actually pointed out. And a lot of the things that I'm saying are things that I learned from Q on the board. So if you want to learn what Q is posting, just go to qmap.pub. That's my favorite place to get the Q posts. But Q has brought up this idea of the Insurrection Act, which enables a president, without having to ask permission from a governor or anything like that, to just go in with the military and handle an insurrection. And that's what we're experiencing. We are actually experiencing a communist, violent communist revolution in our country right now. But people are not calling that because the media is calling it peaceful.
I want to kind of just have you pause there for a second. I want to get back with this. So we are going through, from what you've read and what you see right now, we're actually going through the revolution right now. Are we going to like a civil war of sorts?
So I believe the people who are funding this are not even American. So I don't think it's a civil war, because it's not organically coming from leaders who are inside the United States. So you could call it a civil war, because there are certain senses. It is a war. It is in one country. But the fact that Antifa is actually an international organization, to me, that's an important thing to highlight. Mm. And it's very clear, President Trump wanted to be very clear. He wasn't saying Antifa is a domestic terrorist organization, because that would limit his ability to really establish the legal precedent for holding these people accountable as terrorists, not as domestic American terrorists, but actually like enemy combatants, possibly using military tribunals and so forth to
Now that's, I didn't realize that.
What's that?
I didn't realize that Antifa was not domestic. I thought that it was.
That's something we're all learning.
It's an international organization. Antifa stands for anti-fascist, which is very ironic. And something that Q has pointed out is that they have the exact same flag as the Nazis had in 1933, or the 1930s when the Nazis were started. They have the same exact name and flag. And then the Nazis turned into the most fascist organization in the history of humanity. So that's the same thing with Antifa. They claim to be anti-fascist, but they wear all black and they're creating anarchy through violence against minorities and minority businesses.
Where were they established?
Good question. I don't know too much about the origin of Antifa, but I do know there's one journalist, an American journalist, Andy NGO. He has a Vietnamese descent, so I don't know how to pronounce that last name, but you can just Google Andy NGO. He has covered Antifa. He was actually brutally injured by Antifa. Someone from Antifa threw a milkshake, which actually didn't have milkshake in it. It was quick dry cement, and it hit his
head. That's disgusting.
He sustained brain injury from, this is the type of tactic they use, is to make it seem like it's not a real weapon that could kill someone. But when you throw a quick dry cement at someone's head, I mean, that's attempted murder. That's not just a milkshake.
Sean, I want to ask you this before we move on to the next part of this all. So with you referenced about the business owners, the minority business owners, small business owners, they're just having this whole havoc created in their lives right now because of this, right? So all of a sudden, no social distancing rules seem to apply. So going fast forward a little bit, let's say once this is whatever is somewhat contained and moving forward, do you think there's going to be something else that pops up, or are we going to, or is everything just going to be like the business owner should be able to have every right by now? I don't think anybody can dispute that they shouldn't have to deal with social distancing rules ever again if this is being allowed.
You would think not, but you know what? The deep state is at the end of their rope. They don't have a lot of more ammunition or assets at their disposal to battle against the white hats. And so Q talks about the black hats and the white hats. The black hats are the bad actors, the deep state. The white hats are the good guys, the US military, the executive branch, Donald Trump. The media is bought off and controlled by the deep state. So that's why the media was pushing, wear a mask, stay inside, don't hug your children and your grandparents, and don't let your kids play with other kids, and all these things that take away our humanity and keep us in fear. The murder hornets headlines and all this stuff, the media just fearmonger, except when the people want to do a demonstration, the activists who are going out there and saying, hey, we want to open up our businesses. And they painted those people in a very negative light. But as soon as the rioters started torching police stations, police cars, burning down minority-owned businesses, then they start calling these rioters protesters. They start glorifying them. Hollywood has actually, a lot of Hollywood actors and musicians like Justin Timberlake, Steve Carell, Seth Rogen, all these guys are bailing out. They're taking their money and they're bailing out the rioters when they go to jail so that they can come out and continue to do more damage, burn down more buildings, and hurt more people. So these organizations, the media and Hollywood, now they're the good thing, now that Antifa is going to be designated as a terrorist organization, now they're legally liable. They can't fund a terrorist organization. That makes them liable.
Is it confirmed now that they are a terrorist organization, or is it still in the works? And if it is, how long will it take?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these things can happen very quickly. Like an executive order can be issued and then it's immediately law. But I did not see any executive order on that yet. So I'll keep you guys apprised. I don't know. Yeah. This is the kind of thing, it takes days, not weeks or months to get it to become law. But to answer your question, Jay, I think the mainstream media will actually try to keep on pushing the stay at home, the wear a mask, the second wave of COVID-19, and all of this stuff, because they don't have anything else. The Obamagate trials are going on now. They need to distract people any way possible from looking at the crimes of the deep state. So they're going to do that through the rioting, through the racism narrative, through COVID-19, through murder hornets, anything they can do.
And then they're going to end up saying something like, oh, the riots, people being so much together, that caused another wave of COVID or whatever, something like that, right?
Yeah, they can use
and
any excuse, but any... you know what? People are going through something called cognitive dissonance. And that's where they had an idea in their mind that was planted there, like perhaps the going out to protest is not caring because you could spread the COVID-19 and kill old people. So that's what the mainstream media planted in people's minds when the Patriots were going out and protesting. But then the mainstream media said the opposite when the anarchists were rioting. So then the person who's listening to the news is experiencing two opposite beliefs at the same time, and it's not computing. They're just like, their head's exploding right now because it doesn't make any sense. And so that's when people actually wake up. There's a certain percentage of people who will never wake up no matter how much information they come to. But those people who are experiencing that cognitive dissonance, it's uncomfortable, but that is the process of waking up.
That's the problem.
So let me real quick though, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, are they one of the same but have a different cloak?
Yeah, so they're separate organizations that are funded by the same person, George Soros. So George Soros is a billionaire. He made billions of dollars through currency manipulation and so forth. And he has an organization called the Open Society Institute. And this nonprofit organization, he funnels millions and billions of dollars into lots of different places. For example, in the United States, he has given at least $33 million to Black Lives Matter. And you know, that's not just free money. That's not just like, hey, take this money and do whatever you see fit.
This is like setting up the whole operation, right?
This is like a military operation. Here's the money. Now do the training, you know, get the recruits. All of those things. It's like the mafia. That kind of an operation. So he is funding both Black Lives Matters and Antifa. And Antifa's, you know, doesn't have a lot of Black people necessarily in the group. But Black Lives Matters is supposed to be started and led by Black people, of course. And there are people who started Black Lives Matter that dropped out because they didn't want to have anything to do with a Marxist, Leninist, communist type of violent organization. And there's one of the founders right now, it's being shared all over social media, where he's saying, I had to quit because this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I tried to start when I started this Black Lives Matter movement.
What's the correlation between those two? So if he started both, I mean, how are they designed to play with each other or play against each other, off of each other?
Well, this is just bad strategy on behalf of the deep state. So, you know, George Soros did not start either of these organizations, but he funds them. And so he has an influence. Of course, anyone who gives you millions of dollars, they have an influence over you. But this is where the mainstream media's narrative just falls apart. And it's laughable because, you know, they say, these are peaceful protests. You have the CNN anchor, like giving the news, I'm here at the peaceful protest and there's a car burning behind him. And so
it's awful.
They risk, because they can't call them rioters, because once they call them rioters, then they're admitting that these are revolutionaries that could hurt people. So they're trying to keep this narrative that this is some kind of grassroots people's movement. And so, you know, you have a lot of Black people who are on the scene in Minneapolis, and some of them were peaceful and some of them were violent, and they were all supposedly there because of the George Floyd murder. And so then there were these white people who showed up, just start trying to blow things up, like the police station and loot the stores. Like, why are there like 20-year-old white kids here trying to cause havoc and chaos. Are they really there for George Floyd? And so then they started doing this whole narrative in the mainstream news that only the only bad people who are at these protests are white supremacists. But why would a white supremacist be protesting George Floyd's murder?
Right.
that doesn't make any sense. So there's the cognitive dissonance.
Right.
So
I have a couple questions for you, but one at a time. Okay, so Trump put in executive orders when he was first elected, about anyone that was caught child trafficking, all of their assets would be seized. How come his assets are not? Yes.
Do you mean George Soros?
Yeah, frozen.
Frozen.
And then I guess potentially seized, but you have to prosecute someone before you actually seize the property. So are you saying George Soros, why hasn't he been held accountable yet?
Exactly. Yeah. Why is all his money still flowing freely?
Well, you know, what Q has said is that this Antifa organization has been mapped for years. So Antifa, I believe it was, I forget when it was. It was quite a few years ago. Their activities were designated domestic terrorist activities. So the organization wasn't designated as a terrorist organization, but their activities, some of their activities were terrorism. And so at that point, there was enough legal precedent for the law enforcement agencies to actually go underground or to infiltrate and become fake Antifa members. And when they did that, they were able to stay for multiple years and act like they were part of Antifa in order to identify people, track people, pay attention to all their communications, track their funding, and all of these things. So the good news is that the White Hats have known about Antifa for a long time. They've been identifying and tracking their identity and their payments. And I'm willing to bet that a lot of these sealed indictments that we've been hearing about are actually the low, mid, and high level people in Antifa.
Hmm.
And so what the White Hats are doing right now is they're collecting evidence. People are committing crimes right now, and we're collecting it. But because you don't want to just like try to arrest a whole bunch of the small people right away. You have to catch the people at the top, the head of the snake. And it's not easy. They have all these different layers of people in between that are trying to shelter them from,
like, Jeffrey Epstein. Look at how long it took for him.
You know, there was the two sisters on the news that people were talking about, or no, but they threw the Molotov cocktails, right? And they were arrested, and then they were released pretty quickly after that. Now they're actually being, I think, from what I understand, being rearrested as because they actually do it at a police car, right? As a federal crime there. Do you think that they're going to start to work towards taking a lot of these rioters for right now, let's call them? Do you think there's going to start to be a push to make whatever they're doing federal so they can hold them and keep them away longer as a deterrent?
Yes.
Because it seems like they're just taking the attitude, okay, well, I'm going to take a vacation, chill for a day, and I'm back out in the street, right?
Yes. So Hugh has talked about a couple of these things. First of all, in St. Louis, for example, there were a whole bunch of rioters who were arrested, and then they were immediately released by a prosecutor. And so there are these safe havens, because one of the things George Soros has done is he's funded elections of judges and prosecutors at the local level. So that gives that little protection. So those rioters can actually be caught and charged with a crime, and then they're immediately released back into the streets. And so that's what George Soros has done, is created these little safe havens through funding these local elections. And that's why local elections are so important. We need to get involved and elect people that we personally know and vouch for. But Attorney General Barr has said that these people who are not from Minneapolis or not from Minnesota and cross state lines, now that's federal now. And there were a couple of federal agents who were murdered in San Francisco. So a lot of the, now that it's going to be a designated international terrorist organization, I mean, yes, these are federal crimes. And so these small people at the bottom, they're not only are they going to get caught, but the people like in the media that they're coordinating with, the people like the mayors and the governors, those people are going to be held accountable. And Q has said that the deep state has three sides of the triangle. And one side is the House of Saud in Saudi Arabia. They have their fortune from the oil. And another side is the House of Rothschild. This is an ancient bloodline that controls the central banks of the world. And then the third side of the triangle is George Soros. So
that's
Q has promised, Q has actually promised that there's a very special place being, well, maybe in Gitmo, but there's a very special place for George Soros. So he is in the targets. Anytime you see the words George Soros on the Q drops, they're in kill brackets, which means he is being targeted. So he could be one of the major arrests that's coming.
No kidding. So, you know, you talk about, or well, we're talking about here, like Attorney General Barr, I mean, he's threatening to release a lot of these names coming out right now. And, you know, when he's talking about threatening them, why doesn't he just do it? Why don't you just start doing it and just go ahead and start creating those like little roach motels and grab them right then and there instead of just letting them go through their process? Or is it, Sean, is this kind of like what we were talking a little bit about earlier? Or is this really an attempt to just let these Democratic governors just blow up their own sandbox and sink themselves and just kind of the president or whomever it is just kind of walk on it? Is that more the intent on the delay on that, you think?
Yeah, you know, it's very frustrating for people who start getting into politics or start learning about Q. When they find out about the horrendous crimes against humanity, they just think to themselves, well, why didn't we just arrest the person right away when we found out they did something bad? I wish it was that easy or that simple. Can you imagine, guys, if Donald Trump just, decided federally, I'm going to decide that all of these states are going to open up for business tomorrow, instead of him giving all the power to the governors to decide when they're going to open up their states. So then the mainstream media would call him a tyrant.
But they would go berserk. Yeah,
dictator.
They would go berserk.
But look at what has happened. This is called the art of war. This is where he lets the enemy destroy themselves. So now all of those Democratic governors have showed that they really don't care about their own constituents. Mm-hmm. And those people will be voted out. So like the governor of California, who have said they don't want to open up California until there's a vaccine and everyone in the state is injected with a vaccine. So he has proven that he doesn't care about his constituents. He doesn't care about the economy. And so what that move from Trump just showed the people and allowed the Democrats to destroy themselves. He's doing the exact same thing with the riots. If Donald Trump sent in the National Guard to Minneapolis on day one, they would say Trump is a tyrant. He's violent. He's trying to kill black people and all this stuff.
Donald, but now the dictator. We
know that the mayor, the governor, all of these people let this happen. It's on public record. And the mainstream media is on public record for calling them protesters instead of rioters. So now they keep on digging their own graves.
I saw a couple of videos the other day where the Black Lives Matter people are coming out and, you know, releasing themselves from Black Lives Matter and spilling the beans, saying, you know, it is funded, I've been paid, George Soros. And then not only do I get paid, but I also get paid if I bring people in. So he's really working it like a pyramid.
Yeah, like a multi-level marketing kind of
thing, multi-level marketing.
Yes.
Do we have any idea how much they're getting paid?
No, I also saw a video for Antifa, this guy that was saying, kind of proudly saying, yeah, my full-time job is protesting and I get paid for it and I get paid to recruit other people. And I'm trying to tell as many people as possible because I believe that protesting is the best thing in the world. And so
I think I saw that. The guy with the mullet looking head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much they get paid. To me, it doesn't really matter. But we do have public proof that George Soros' organization is the one that has donated over $100 million to these two organizations. This is just public record. For people who want proof on that, I'll just put some links below this YouTube video to do your own research.
Thank you. Trump, all of these businesses, I mean, they were already obviously devastated from the whole COVID scam. whatever you want to call it. Now most of them have been burned, destroyed, vandalized, windows broken, all of their inventory is gone. Is Trump going to offer some type of financial assistance for them?
Yeah, so let's focus on COVID-19 relief first, because I think some people get stuck in the fear that they can't actually see the opportunities that are out there. Mm-hmm. Now, when the shutdown happened, because I was following Q, I actually expected a shutdown to occur. And so when it happened, I wasn't in fear. And I knew, I was just thinking to myself, well, Donald Trump would never let his people be without prosperity. He definitely has a plan to make sure that we have money. Mm-hmm. And so because my mind was in that orientation, I was always on the lookout for when the aid was coming and how it was coming. So yes, of course, every American that made like less than 100,000 or less than 70,000 a year, they got their $1,200 stimulus check. But also we've had the largest stimulus of small business in the history of America. Now me, I'm an independent contractor. I was selling websites for a company. And they had to let me go basically because no one wanted to buy websites. Mm-hmm. So for the first time ever, because of Donald Trump and the legislation that he passed, I was able to collect unemployment as an independent contractor. Mm. So I got,
good.
I'm able to get 4 months wages from that. And then also, you know, I was able to apply for a small business loan. So there's all these SBA loans, and some of them are forgivable. You never have to pay them back. Some of them are only 3% interest. So I qualified for $24,000 for SBA loans that are partially forgivable. So right now, my business has more money than it's ever had to restart and to advertise and to launch out there, because Donald Trump doesn't see black and white. He sees green, and he wants you to have more of it. Of course.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Good for you, Sean. Congratulations awesome. For that. I can see that so smiling throughout this
thank
whole series
to,
conversation.
To Donald Trump.
Yeah, thank you, because of Donald Trump.
Yes. All of these riots, all these businesses, they will not be left behind. There will be relief money. And of course, there's insurance for these things.
Yeah, that's good. That's
and you know, and then that part of it, I think a lot more people, you know, are starting to get more confident with that. Hopefully that they're not going to be left behind. Mm-hmm. The big thing is now the emotional part of it for them to be like, just the recovery part of it. Hopefully this is really comes out to be like for you, like your example that you shared, hopefully just like this incredible opportunity, blessing in disguise for people. So, you know, really, really hope that they have that most fortunate day for themselves, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
So I have another question.
Yeah.
We're already into the first week of June.
Halfway through.
Are we in the second week of June already?
We're starting it.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just talking. Time flies. I'm not. Is it Monday? Is it Tuesday? I don't know. When you're a business owner, it's all irrelevant. It's all the same. But do you think this is going to roll right into the election?
You mean the riots will keep happening until the
election? If it's a riot, if it's another episode of this, another episode of that.
Like till the very end, right?
Do you think it's going to roll all the way to the end? Till November, September?
You know, I have no idea, you know, I have no crystal ball, but I will say two things. One is that the deep state will expend all ammunition that they have. And so these are intelligence agencies who have professional mercenary killers. They've been doing false flag, mass shootings for a long time. They know how to do them. It's down to a science for them. So I would expect these types of mass shootings and false flags would be one of the things up the deep state sleeve they will try to use as a distraction. Now, I don't think we should be in fear about that. I think that we should just be aware that until the election happens, just need to be vigilant. You just have to take precautions that you might not normally take.
Well, there was a second part to that question, actually, because you had mentioned earlier, unless I misinterpreted it, are you thinking that California is going to flip from Democratic to Republican?
I think we're going to have a landslide election like we've never seen before, for a couple of different reasons. But yeah, look what's happening with all the Democratic governors and all the Democratic states out there. The people are so sick of what they've done with COVID-19, mm-hmm. trying to keep their economies locked down. And now with the rioting, aiding and abetting terrorists. So yes, I think a lot, if not all, of the Democratic states will flip.
Wow.
But I want to just mention the previous question you had, which is, you were saying that, are we going to have chaos all the way until November 3rd when there's an election? The nice thing about the Patriots being in control is they have the full force of the largest military in the history of humankind at their disposal. And 28 states have already had the National Guard deployed there. So don't be in fear. You know, those people are here to protect you. So even if there is some rioting here and there, just don't go downtown. Mm-hmm. Don't go to where the riots and the protests are. Stay in your home and be rest assured that the most skilled and trustworthy people out there are doing their best to protect you.
You know, I want to ask you just 1 second. I want to ask, like, you got always some Trump.
Connected to that, but go ahead.
I'm jumping in.
I'll go back.
You see what it's like? I ask a question, and all of a sudden it goes with that. Let's see. But going fast forward, after the election goes through, will things then just from a time management standpoint, will they start to simmer down? Meaning that, because it looked like what happened to Donald Trump, you know, with the, you know, I know it's been going on since the first term, but with his impeachment and then the COVID and then now the riots and everything like this, boom, 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 right? Like this this heavily part of this year right now. So when he starts the second term for himself, will things start to simmer at that point and then pick back up? Is that the cycle that usually happens, or, you know, any
or not pick up?
Anything from Q on that you're getting a vibe on?
No, Q hasn't talked too much about after the election, but a couple of things Q has mentioned is that there will be voter ID. Okay, so this is to prevent voter fraud. So you just have, just like you need to show your ID to buy alcohol. You show your ID.
None of this mail-in stuff, then?
No. That's for fraud. Mail-in is just for fraud. So voter ID, and then also to audit all of the politicians and all of their family members to prevent corruption. Also term limits. So people like Joe Biden, who've been in Congress for 40 years, none of that anymore. That's just gets ugly with corruption. So when we win in November, not just for Trump, but I'm talking about control both houses of Congress, control the Supreme Court, control all of the major courts and lower courts, we have a mandate for something so beautiful, we really can't conceive it because we've never experienced it before. We're talking about things like free energy. We're talking about things like forgiving all the debt of all the people in the country and the world. We're talking about economic resets. We're talking about
cures, medical cures.
Everyone having an ability to make their dreams come true and be prosperous. And if you can... you just can't imagine it.
It's just
we've
global,
always been under this debt-based, like, slavery system. It's going to be so beautiful, and November 3rd is just the beginning, and we'll have the ability to create and do any kind
that's
of
so
just
great, isn't it?
Legislation.
So
that we want.
If you're saying it's going to be a beautiful red country, does that mean these riots and all this other garbage is just going to melt away, and everything that you're speaking of, it's going to be like rainbows everywhere, rainbows and unicorns everywhere.
Well, you
like
know, Skittles, the deep state
Skittles everywhere.
Skittles falling
I don't
from
think
the, sky.
The deep state just disappears.
Yeah.
What I think is that we cut the head off of the snake, but the snake is still there, and it's going to take years to eradicate the lower levels, because they'll try to keep their power and do whatever they can. But this is going to be beyond Earth. I mean, we already have the Space Force, you know, so, you know, I'm not talking about things that I have like facts and figures on right now, but I see this whole story is going to get a lot bigger than the United States and then planet Earth. We're talking
that's
about
very off-world, exciting.
Off-world civilization, other that's species so cool. besides humans. And so just watch Star Wars and you'll get an idea of where this is going.
Where our life's going to be
is,
like, right?
This is the dark versus the light. And we're going to win. We're going to win the battle on Earth, but this is not going to stop here.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
So now you have all these red states, but you have still a bunch of Democrats, you know, people that are still in their heart. I'm not talking about the insane ones. I'm talking about the, you know.
Yeah, people who are liberal. Yeah.
Libertarians.
Yeah, well, kind of, yeah. Is the Democratic...
Is it going to dissolve?
Is it going to dissolve? Is it going to be non-existent?
That's my prediction. I will go on the record to say I believe that the Democratic Party will actually cease to exist as an organization within the next 2 years. So that's my prediction. The reason why I believe that is because of what we've seen with COVID-19 and with the riots and with the mainstream media. And then when there's that massive disclosure of all of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, all of those people who represented the party, the organization itself will have legal liability. So that's one reason why the organization will end, because they colluded with a foreign government, China. So the organization will end, but something has to take its place. We don't live in a one-party system. China lives in a one-party system. So we don't all want to be Republicans. That would be horrible. That would not be a healthy republic or democracy. So we're going to have other political parties. We're going to have, Libertarian Party, Green Party.
Green parties.
You know, new parties that we've never had before.
Spiritually raw parties.
America First Party. You know,
oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. But most countries outside the United States have more than two political parties.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to go.
That sounds fun.
Sean Morgan, everybody.
Awesome.
Good stuff, buddy. It's always good to have you. Thanks for sharing that part of yourself. And congrats on this great success and next level of your business. You know, as a business owner, great testament to you.
You gave a lot of people a lot of inspiration.
And a lot of hope, man. So that's really good stuff on this. Sean,
I'm so excited because I'm being shadow banned on Twitter and YouTube. And I just want people to get this information. So if they go to my website, they can get the free book, a free course to learn all about it.
And that website again, my friend?
QAnonFAQ.com.
QAnonFAQ.com. Okay, that is Sean Morgan, everybody. And again, I hope you, when you woke up this morning, had a miracle morning, and you're going to have a most fortunate day for yourself, because it is going to be a fortunate day. As you can hear, it's fortunate times ahead of us. So good stuff. Great, amazing stuff. I hope you enjoyed it, because we most certainly did on our end.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.